I thought it was a great challenge to Congress to work from the great middle out to expand the economy, to grow the economy. And he's imploring the Congress to be a partner in this process and to work in bipartisan fashion. And so I thought it was a good challenge, an appropriate challenge, and one with a great degree of urgency. But I was happy to hear the tone of a focus on taking care of business here at home and providing for the upward mobility of the great number of us in the middle-income community.
He mentioned, the president, that is, mentioned briefly immigration reform, perhaps a paragraph or so, to great applause from Democrats, some Republicans as well, notable for not standing House Speaker John Boehner. I wonder, Congressman, if you could give us your opinion of the possibility of some reform compromise this session.
Well, you know, the bipartisan package that came out of the Senate on this issue really showed that, you know, when it was scored, it would provide a great relief to the deficit. So that I think the crunch that comes here with this issue is, do you want to deny that favorable outcome toward the deficit, and you not want to provide for a justified pathway to citizenship that will address the needs of labor out there, of businesses, from farming to science and tech to hospitals to engineering?
Is there enough compromise in the House to get it done?
I think that, again, there was an outcome in the Senate that was achieved through a bipartisan effort. We're going to have to see, as we move into this session, will the Republican majority understand the benefits of the appropriations bill and the budget that was done in December in a bipartisan fashion? Do they want to continue along that path, or do they want to go back into this effort of extreme thinking and allowing the 40 to 50 voices that are extreme thinkers in their conference to be the tail that's wagging the dog? This is a decision that the majority party is going to have to make. And if they choose to divide and conquer, that's going to be a very telling outcome.
Much was made in the way of foreshadowing prior to the State of the Union about the president using executive actions this year for his quote-unquote year of action. He highlighted about a dozen possible executive actions last night. As a congressman, how do you feel about the president using that executive authority and to some extent bypassing Congress?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in the legislative process. I've been part of it in the state government and now here, and then certainly in my county government. I think there's a justified role. I think there's a great strength that comes with the legislative involvement. It fine-tunes and gives that local flavor that really strengthens the final consensus. However, this president has implored Congress over and over again. He has gone out of his way to approach us in a bipartisan, spirited way. And if we ignore that, and with the sense of urgency to some of the issues, there's no choice. And so he will circumvent Congress, but he is giving us that opportunity to act professionally, bipartisanly, and in a way that engages the legislative branch of government, which I think is important.